Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, thou hast a wondrous message.
The halls were packed as residents of Haines enjoyed one of its annual traditions, the lighting of the library, complete with caroling, crafts for kids, and a performance by local Haines school dancers. The lighting hit its lowest point 2 years ago during the height of the pandemic, as children's librarian Holly Davis explained.
2 years ago, on Saturday, we were celebrating outside in the parking lot, and there weren't as many of you. I think there were maybe 10, counting the 5 singers from the high school. But we did sing a few Christmas carols right outside the library, but we did trudge out through the slush to the middle of the track, and we watched as a library employee turned on the lights and we all clapped and we all went home.
Friends of the library board member and local author Heather Lende opened the festivities. Following the Haines Kid Dancers, there was caroling from Haines music teacher Matt Davis, Holly Davis, and their children Luke J.C. and Meg, as well as the Haines a cappella women's choir. Friends of the library board member Debbie Gravel shared her enjoyment at this year's event.
Well, this is our best one since COVID. So last year it was a little more restrained. We didn't have refreshments. We wore masks. This year it was music. It was the Flash Kids. It was songs, good food, good cheer. It feels really like we're getting back to Haines normal. It feels good.
Library Director Reba Heaton was instrumental in ensuring that the tradition of the tree continues.
What I like about the library having a tree is it gives people another place to be in this season, especially when the weather gets really bad. I'm glad it's good to have it. It's kind of the community tree. They have the one outside, but you have to be outside to enjoy it. This one, you can be inside and warm and reading a book.
For KHNS in Haines, I am Brendan Wilkes.